that Holy Communion has both a looking back and a looking forward. Holy Communion looks back to that first Lord's table when Jesus in the upper room took the Passover bread, broke it, and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And so when we gather as his followers, we remember that and we reflect on that as the great sacrifice that made possible our forgiveness of sins and our fellowship one with another in the body of Christ. But Holy Communion also looks forward. It has a forward, a future aspect to it as well. It anticipates what in Revelation 19:9 is the wedding supper of the Lamb, that great banquet, when all the saints, many of whom we remember today, are gathered around the table, enjoying the meal. It's made possible for us by God's love shed abroad in our hearts through Christ. In the parable of the great banquet found in Luke 14, our Lord makes it clear that it is God's will that all manner of outsiders, all manner of misfits, homeless people, the wretched, are the ones that are to be present at the great banquet. What if we were convinced that we could help someone come to know Jesus simply by inviting them to share a meal with us? Or a cup of coffee? What if we were convinced that by simply doing that with someone, we could open the door for them to join us in eternity at the great wedding feast of the Lamb? We would do that, wouldn't we? We absolutely would do that. And so the challenge today, as we seek to bless the world in the way that Jesus did, let's eat together. Let's broaden those we invite to share meals and other evidences of hospitality. And let's do it. Let's do it for the glory of God and for the salvation of others. Thanks be to God.